Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Support for Away With Words comes from National Geographic Books, publisher of I'm Not Hanging Noodles From Your Ears, a collection of intriguing idioms from around the world by Jag Bala. Learn more at shopng.com/noodles.
Welcome to another mini-cast from Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett. This summer, we're running through some unfinished business by airing a few calls that we couldn't fit into a regular episode. We'll be back with full, brand new shows in the fall. Carol called us from Tucson, Arizona. She's a biologist, and one of her colleagues keeps criticizing her use of an adverb that she made out of an adjective. So she asks, is it okay to just add an ly to a word to make a brand new adverb? Can you really just add prefixes and suffixes to make a new word to suit your purposes? We hash it out.
We've had this controversy now for several years, so I was calling you to see if you could weigh in on
nuclearly. N-U-C-L-E-A-R-L-Y, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Nuclearly localized, meaning near the nucleus.
Or it's localized inside the nucleus.
No, I see and the nucleus, and it has nothing to do with radiation or anything like that.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, there's good news, and then I've got an opinion for you, and I don't know which one you're going to like more or less. The good news is that it is indeed a word. However, and it's a big however in all capital letters and kind of blaring bold red text. However, it's only in one dictionary. It's in the Oxford English Dictionary. It is listed there with some definitions and sub-definitions that are pretty much as you use them. They're all technical uses, meaning they're in different fields of science, including biology. And my big however, though, is why not? Why not use it? Why not use nuclear localized? I mean, if you can get this reviewer to start paying more attention to what you're saying rather than your use of the word nuclearly,
right,
then maybe it's worth it.
Right. Well, we always change it if they ask us.
Oh,
to.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if
okay.
you went in. I didn't know if that was something that they left up to you.
Well, sometimes sometimes it's not called into question. And
I see. They
let
it go.
Other times if they send it to whoever this person is who doesn't like it, then I always hear about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This word has a history of more than 70 years of usage, back to the 1920s, late 1920s. So you're perfectly fine to use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just if it comes up, it's not the name of one of your children or anything like that. It's a kind of word you can change and it shouldn't harm the content of your paper, right?
Yes.
It's sort of like, you can certainly make adverbs out of adjectives, but there are some words that are kind of weird. I mean, like holy as an adjective, H-O-L-Y.
Right.
The adverbial form is holily. or chilly, which it is not in Tucson. But if it were chilly, or if your reviewer was talking to you in person and not being very friendly, I suppose you could say he was speaking chillily. Yeah, so I mean, it's
I've often wondered if the objection is that it's just so hard to say. If you tried to say that word five times really fast, you couldn't do it. So,
well, that was a question I had for you. Do you present these papers at conferences? Do you have to read that word aloud?
I think that I probably use it in verbal speech sometimes.
Really?
But maybe not several times in a talk or something like that. But
right.
Yeah, I think I use it. But say it. It's not that I
know. I see. Okay. It comes off your tongue just fine then.
Yeah.
Say it five times fast.
I'm not even going to try that one.
No? Okay.
Well, anyway, we'll leave you with this tidbit. It is indeed a word. You're fine in using it in terms of it, whether or not their dispute with this word is unfounded.
Okay.
But just to stop them from paying attention to the wrong part of your paper,
I
see no reason to go on using it.
Right. Oh, well, thanks for your advice.
Okay, Carol, I have to ask, does anybody in your lab say nuclearly?
Nobody in my lab.
Okay, just asking.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, this was fun. This was an interesting conversation about recumbent grammar.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Even though we're on summer hiatus, we welcome your email to words@waywardradio.org and your phone calls to 1-877-929-9673. You can find lots of past shows that you might have missed on our website at waywardradio.org, as well as information on subscribing to our newsletter or participating in our discussion forums. And if you'd like to hear Away with Words on terrestrial radio, why not write or call your public radio station and tell them about our program? They'd love to hear from you. For Away with Words, I'm Grant Barrett in New York City.
Before we go, I want to tell you that Away with Words is independently produced and distributed. That means we depend on you to help pay for the cost of producing the show. So consider making a contribution to help this program keep going strong. Just go to waywardradio.org/donate. And thanks.